Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition. Corey and I are going to be focusing primarily on business in this particular weekend show, primarily because of what happened with the Swiss franc and subsequently the price of gold after that. This was kind of a black swan. I take out the word kind of. This was a huge black swan event that occurred early Thursday morning, a couple days ago. Price of gold on Thursday did accelerate rather rapidly. There were questions of various opinions from pundits all over the world as to why the Swiss did that. Dennis Gartman, interestingly enough, on CNBC thought they were crazy and he didn't understand why they would do something like that. We have Laurent Patrick Gallet with us, along with Doc, to opine on this. I don't think it was a ridiculous move at all on the part of the Swiss in view of the environment right now in the EU. Let's start with you, Doc. What do you think, bud?
I don't think it was either, Al, because I think more and more countries are going to be looking at their situations and going to consider them outside of the normal banking controls. Now, it's interesting that I listened to Christine Lagarde, and she was asked about this, and it took her completely by surprise. So I have a feeling, as I said earlier on your program, that I think it was an insular move. I think it was independent that the Swiss took, and I think they looked at their situation and decided they did not want to go down the path of being connected to the euro. And I wouldn't be surprised if Germany is looking at this now and thinking the same thing, because, as I said before, I think this is the beginning of the breakup of the euro over time. You have the Greece problem along with it. You've got so many things occurring right now that I think it's only a matter of time before the central banks act on their own within these countries as sovereigns instead of adhering to working together.
Guys, I have to say, I think this was a very strategic move by the Swiss, and I think it will, in the long run, payoff to be very, very beneficial for them. And we covered this at length on Thursday of this week, or well, last week, I guess. But now, looking back on it, it really seems as though the Swiss, in the whole scheme of things, in the euro, definitely not one of the biggest players, but they have pretty tight capital controls over there. I'm impressed with how the Swiss have been able to manage their currency moving through all these tough times that have been happening in the euro. And now with essentially taking back control of their currency, they lowered rates to negative rates. They have a much smaller balance sheet. They have now opened up the possibility for them to go out there and purchase different securities or precious metals. We know that the Swiss are precious metals advocates, so it opens up this door, I think, moving forward. But then it opens up a couple other doors for purchases and just moves, as you said, Doc, for them to step away from the euro. LPG, your take on the whole thing kind of goes along with us, but you're looking at it, too, from a different lens, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was also surprised initially because by pegging the Swiss franc to the euro, effectively at 120, the Swiss had effectively become a member of the European Union in the sense that every EU country has a peg against the euro. So by doing so, Switzerland also itself made itself a member of the EU. This is something I had read and I found very interesting. So obviously, this morning when I saw that the peg was removed, I was very surprised. Now, there are a couple of things, as I mentioned on Thursday. Obviously, shrinking the balance sheet enables some more room going forward for some types of asset purchases, and one of them could be buying sovereign bonds from the EU, even it be in case they want to help the ECB. But also what I realize is that the EU seems to have a problem. The ECB seems to highlight the fact there's a problem with deflation in the Eurozone. And obviously, a weaker euro somehow helps bringing home inflation. So yeah, I see it, a weaker euro as an initial reaction to the SNB decision actually helps weakening the euro, and therefore marginally makes import more expensive for the EU, and therefore increase marginally the chance of inflation. And I don't think that the ECB is necessarily upset by that move to start with. In other words, if the euro starts to strengthen going forward, I'm not sure this is exactly something that the ECB would be very happy about, because again, it goes against the deflation. It goes along the deflation while they want inflation in the Eurozone. But again, to come back to the SNB decision, again, for me, it's something that I link favorably to what the ECB might be announcing next week. And I believe that while many seem surprised by the SNB decision, it might be that, in fact, some members of the ECB Council were actually aware of that, and they acted in concert.
You know, we've talked about this numerous times, particularly this past week and even before then, about the situation in the European Union right now. It is really, really a volatile situation economically. And it just strikes me that if anything could make a major, major impact on the various markets around the world, it would be the ECB, don't you think, Lauren?
What do you mean exactly?
Well, what do I mean exactly by that? I mean, look at the situation in Greece. If Greece decides to leave the union, if Greece decides to default, what have you? I mean, the psychological impact of that on investors internationally would be huge. I mean, that would not be a minor event.
That's right, and you will have probably write-downs leading to losses at some financial institution within the Eurozone. You might have some people tempted to drop some Eurobond paper, and then suddenly you have an SNB which have more room to take on more paper if it wants to do so. So that will actually be something convenient for the ECB. And going stretching the thought process, I think that if Greece was to leave the Euro, not the Eurozone, but the Euro, first of all, there's no process, institutionalized process for that. So they will have to find a way to do that. And it could set a bad precedent, granted. But I think that on the long run, it will be better for the Euro in the sense that investors will see the Euro ex-Greece as a stronger currency than the Euro with Greece. And maybe people will say, huh, if Greece can get out, maybe, who knows, Italy or Spain could get out. And again, maybe a Euro ex-Greece and ex-other countries will be seen as a stronger euros than with them currently.
This announcement by the Swiss National Bank was a shock to the financial system. There's no doubt about that. And we saw the ripple effect go over to swings in the U.S. dollar, a big downward swing in the euro, and a huge upward swing in gold. And I think that just goes to show how gold is considered a currency out there. Simply because people are looking at it and saying, you know what, I believe that the U.S. dollar has had its run. Yes, it might be able to go a little bit higher, and gold has decoupled from that U.S. dollar kind of inverse relationship over the last year, I would say. And now maybe over in Europe, people are starting to put their money into gold because, man, times are really, really tough over there when you look at just pretty much anything that's going on.
Well, I have to agree 100% with that one. I mean, as Peter Buchvar said on our show in a daily editorial last Thursday, I also want to direct radio listeners' attention to the daily editorials on Thursday, as Doc and Lauren Patrick also did a great editorial with us. But, you know, as Peter said, you know, here we are. This is proof that gold actually is a currency. We've got to take a real quick break here just for a few seconds for our stations to basically make their announcements, but we'd like to come back and continue this discussion with you guys. I think this is perhaps the beginning of something big, for lack of better terms, and I'll tell you what I mean by that in the next segment.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, Corey, we've been saying for a long time that fundamentally there is no way that the House of Cards, a.k.a. the Western world economy, can really continue indefinitely. And I think that what happened last Thursday with the Swiss action to decouple, for lack of better terms, the franc from the euro is the beginning, possibly, of this House of Cards starting to crumble, for lack of better terms. Europe is a powder keg. Now, right now, the U.S., as all of the news services are reporting and have been reporting for quite some time, is clearly the soundest economy in the world. Having said that, Europe ain't far behind, and I got to tell you, this thing catapults into something more than simply what happened last Thursday. We got a real problem. Lawrence, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I think that people are still trying to digest what the implications of the decision might be, and I was just actually thinking about that, the fact that Christine Lagarde of the IMF apparently was surprised by the decision. I think that if the IMF wants to implement SDR, what if the SNB actually wanted the Swiss franc to have a stronger weight in the upcoming IMF SDR? What if it's also part of that? As always, I tend to think that in big decisions, there need to be a conjunction of reason pointing toward the same direction for decisions that are, again, important to be taken. So there might be more than one reason why the SNB decided to do what it did, and I think that the effect will only be felt in the long term. I think it's still very early days. We look at this under the scope of precious metals and of currencies, which is the obvious given the reaction, but they might have more long-term implications, actually, than what we currently can even imagine.
Well, and LPG, I have to agree with you on that one, that we are covering this. This is airing, actually, only 2 days after the announcement came out, so I believe these ripple effects will continue down. What really kind of sticks with me is the fact that we keep on talking about all these black swan events and all the tension in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine, and how that it almost was falling on deaf ears of the traders in the U.S. and in the markets. But I believe this shows that announcements in the financial sector that deal specifically with currency and are directly related to markets still have a huge impact on different markets around the world and currencies, which show that people are paying attention to geopolitical, I guess you'd call this a geopolitical event, but I think that they need to be more focused on currencies and actual monetary changes rather than simply conflicts that are happening around the world, because there's so much going on right now that when these things do filter through, the ones that seem to be taking note are these financial moves. Doc, let's get your input.
Absolutely, Corey, because we've seen the physical conflicts geopolitically, and they haven't moved gold. But anything financial like this is the factor that's going to move gold, and I think that'll be true in the future as well. And then you have the whole thing in Ukraine where suddenly Putin made a decision and he cut off the natural gas, or 60% of it. All of this is going to impact the economies there. And these type of things are going to happen more frequently going forward because countries and the banking system, they're going to become more and more uneasy about what's going on. They're not going to know how to respond ultimately. And they're really out there winging it with the whole problem that's going on right now, because we're in something we've never seen before. And so it's going to create these ongoing events in the next number of years. And it's not going to be over anytime soon. And as such, gold will stay at the forefront going forward. And it has become a currency now. It's taken on a legitimacy, and people are starting to realize it.
Well, gold has taken on more of a role of a currency, and people, yes, are starting to realize it. I thought it was interesting on Thursday that gold did appreciate in value, but we sure didn't see the 100 points daily swing that a lot of the gold bugs were predicting. And quite frankly, I'm very glad that that didn't happen. I'm also very glad that the markets in the U.S., at least when this announcement was initially made, didn't absolutely panic, because they certainly didn't. I mean, the markets were not positive, but I would would say that panic was certainly not part of the game. Cooler heads definitely have to prevail in this particular situation. I think we perhaps have reached a new chapter in the book, the book of financial history. And it's, you know, that isn't etched in stone right now, but I think that certainly is a possibility. You are one of the best day traders who we know, Lauren Patrick. What are you doing right now, man?
That's a good question, Doug. Without saying too much, or just saying that I keep ample cash on the sidelines, I'm starting to think about lightening up on my precious metal stocks and long-dated options on gold and silver. If I get a move above 1,300 on gold, I'll probably reduce my position significantly on the options. I'll probably trim my position on the gold stock massively. And also, I'm basically now waiting. It's not a strategy, but for me, it's just what I hope will happen. I'm just waiting for a further decline in the U.S. market. I think there's still a lot of complacency out there. I still think that valuation for the U.S. conventional markets is not justified by the fundamentals. And I'm hoping to see S&P going back to around 1,900, hopefully 1,800. And if I get near the 1,900 range, and even better, 1,800 range, I'll be buying, assuming this is in the first half of this year, obviously, I will be buying December 2015 SPY calls. I've already selected what I want to buy. I'm looking for some levels, and hopefully my thesis is that in the second half of this year, if there's too much trouble in the world, valuation will come down, and you'll start to have more central bank interventions, including in the U.S., and that will be putting a put under the market, and you might have the further decline in the first half, a big sizable rally in the second half. This is what I'm looking for. So again, I'm keeping cash on the sideline, hoping to trim precious metals and my options on gold and silver, assuming get a pop above $1,300 on gold, and buying some December 2015 calls on the SPY, the S&P ETF, assuming we get a decline towards 1900 or even better, 1800. That's my strategy for the year. But I try to stay nimble and open to what can happen because there's a lot of volatility going on.
Doc, real quick, what are you doing? We got about a minute.
Well, I'm slowly moving into a large number of precious metal stocks. I've been doing that for the last 2-3 months. And I will now hold a core position in these, and I'll let the market run here for a while. But I will not add because I believe it will run further, frankly. Even though gold pulls back, I think precious metal stocks continue higher based on some of the charts I'm looking at. And so I'm going to hold those. I won't be adding much anymore unless there's a stock or two that falls back, then I always add on pullbacks. And the other thing is I'm long volatility. I've been adding to volatility for the last week because the stock market is at risk, according to what I'm watching technically right now. And I think the stock market has further to fall out.
Guys, I have to say, what an interesting 2015 we've had so far. Already volatility in almost every market and a central bank announcement that shook the market. Stick around, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Here it is, GCN.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Another guy whose views are really worth listening to is Abby Gilbert. Abby is a great technician. We were chatting off mic before recording this particular segment about the impact of what happened last Thursday from a geopolitical standpoint. Probably pretty important, but from a technical standpoint, in 2 weeks people are going to forget about it, according to Abby. Can you explain on that?
News events are simply a catalyst to move the market in the manner and in the direction in which the market is already predisposed to move. So the market's going to fill out the pattern, at least as I see it, as it's already set up to do so. The catalyst is the catalyst. You can have a catalyst. Sometimes you don't have to have a catalyst. To me, news events are forgotten just as quickly as they've come to the spotlight. So I really do not pay attention much to news. I pay attention more to price because price, I think, is much more important than news.
So, Avi, I want to get your take on this then. I do agree with you that from a technical standpoint, this news on the Swiss National Bank, it will be forgotten in a few weeks. However, there's no denying that it did change the picture at least a little bit for gold when we saw this $25 upward movement hitting right against a key resistance point. Before that, we had trouble moving up to that point. And on that one day, this news, I think, did bring gold up there. So does this change your technical outlook at all for gold?
The answer is it wasn't today that changed my technical look for gold. It was actually the 13th that changed my technical look for gold. So it was actually 2 days ago, not today. And the reason being there was an immediate bearish pattern which seemingly was going to break. But it still resided on the chart as a potential, even though it really was becoming less and less likely. Once the 13th rolled around, it invalidated that potential, and our target, our primary target, for example, on the GLD was 121.70. That's exactly where we hit today. So, you know, for me, this was purely just a catalyst for what we were looking for. The question now is, and I think it's a very important question, is what gold does right here, right now. I can allow it to go a little bit higher than where we are right now, but if we should see it take out 123, 124, I think the potential exists that we can get up as high as 130. It's not my primary expectation at this point in time.
Well, you're certainly, just want to clarify one thing, though, because most of our listeners, when they think about gold, they think about the spot price. You're not talking about the spot price right now.
I'm talking about GLD.
Yeah, exactly, right. Okay.
So on the GLD, you know, I'm looking at the potential for a breakout. I'm not sold on it yet. There are just too many things that are telling me that we may get surprised here with a smackdown soon. So, you know, I'm watching silver and gold very carefully. Should GLD reverse below 120 and should silver reduce strongly below 1670? And as I speak, it's only 16 cents below us. Should we see a strong reversal below those levels, we could have marked a sizable top here and potentially set us up for lower lows. This is a very key region.
All right, Evie, let's switch our focus a little bit and talk about the U.S. markets then, because we have seen huge volatility in the U.S. markets, and now with the announcement of, I want to go back to that, by the Swiss National Bank, we also, I think, will see a ripple effect in the European markets. In my eyes, I believe that the announcement only makes the U.S. markets more attractive to traders around the world. What's your take?
Well, if you remember last year, as the market was moving through December, we were looking for topping that was going to give us a nice solid consolidation, more like a larger pullback, if you will, through January. And this pattern set up for us has been, you know, targeting up as high as 2,500 in the S&P 500 in 2015. So it doesn't shock me that, you know, people may start looking up because of a reason, but, you know, the pattern suggests that we could see a serious breakout. I think 2,200 can be seen very quickly. I just don't think this correction has run its course yet.
You know, Avi, in most of our daily editorials, which aired a couple of days ago on Thursday, we expressed the same opinion as you, and most of our, with the exception of Doc, I would have to say that most of our contributors agreed with you when they said, you know, it's still kind of a wait and see time for us. Maybe not a very long wait and see time, but the fact of the matter is there still is a certain amount of a certain amount of trepidation in the gold and silver markets. I mean, you know, gold did very nicely on Thursday, but it really wasn't that extraordinary, at least, you know, certainly not during open market hours. So I think you've got an interesting point. I think it is time to you know, kind of cool your jets just for a little while. I mean, if you're a short-term trader, you know, that's one thing. If you're a very effective, wealthy short-term trader, you know, you probably have an opinion that has served you well over the years. So I guess what I'm saying is I agree with you temporarily.
The aspect that I would like to bring in here too, guys, is that we are going to have Draghi come out with an announcement on January 22nd. So only if it's Thursday of next week. I don't know if this will shake the markets, but I continue to believe that traders are sitting, watching these day-to-day moves and waiting for some sort of a direction to be taken by a lot of markets. Right now, with the volatility, I still think there is some shaky ground out there, simply because people rush to the door and rush to enter intraday, too. I've never seen days like we have had to start off 2015 where the conventional markets move from almost 100 points positive to 100 plus points negative or vice versa. This, to me, is new territory. Avi, what do you think?
Well, I just look at this as a correction. This is how corrective action takes place. You see a lot of whipsaw, a lot of people trying to get back into the long positions because it is a bull market, and the market pulling them out of their positions. So, for me, I'm just looking at this as a run-of-the-mill pullback that potentially can slingshot us much higher. I think it can still go much lower, but I think over the next 2 weeks, I think we should be able to complete this correction. And I think as long as we're going to hold support, I still think we're going to be seeing much higher levels in the S&P 500.
You know, Avi, now that we've gotten to know each other a little bit better, I have to say that one thing I appreciate about your commentary and one thing that I appreciate about your writing is that you leave emotions out of it. You know, you're very much like a CPA in the sense that it is what it is. And that, I think, is very important. Emotions, really, they have a certain part to play in investing, but it certainly shouldn't be the major part. Take the next 50 seconds or so and tell us about your newsletter.
The Elliott Wave Trader?
That's it.
Basically, we are a trading room. We have a couple thousand people, usually anywhere between 700 and 1,000 people in that trading room at any given time. And people posting analysis, trade ideas. We go through all markets, world markets, options, gold, metals, forex, oil, natural gas, you name it, and clearly all the major markets in the U.S. as well. So, we're following all these markets on a real-time basis, minute to minute, actually. We post minute charts. Some people post charts for small trades up to hourly and daily and weekly charts. So, we're tracking what's going on in the markets on a very, very constant basis and offering analysis throughout. We have 9 analysts on our staff, and there's at least 20, 30 other people on the site, minimum, that are posting charts and analysis constantly that aren't even staff. So it's a pretty busy site.
Avi, appreciate your commentary as always. Everybody stick around. We're going to be back chatting with a new company that has a technology that could really help out the solar industry.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken
seriously, the wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting right now with, among other people, Brian London. Brian, as you know, is the man in charge of the New Orleans Gold Show. I've known Brian for, gosh, what's it been, probably 20, 25 years. Brian is the chairman of a company called Natcor Technologies. The president of Natcor is a gentleman by the name of Chuck Provini. Natcor is a very interesting situation. Corey and I have, and Doc, have decided to invest in the company, which we have done, and we did that last Wednesday. Having said that, why did we invest in the company? Well, we invested in the company because we're doing pretty well right now in issues away from the precious metals sector. Not to say that we don't like the precious metals sector, but I'm a very strong proponent of diversity, and I think that this is a company that merits anybody's attention, certainly mine. Remember, this is not investment advice, and remember, Corey and I and Doc are investors in this particular company. Brian, let's start with you. It's interesting that you are involved as the chairman of a company that isn't necessarily, if it isn't, I guess I should say, in the gold sector. Why did you make that move?
Well, you know, I think diversity or diversifying in, our investment exposure is important, Al, but I really didn't come to it from that place. I really just saw an opportunity. And I came to it not as, you know, some believer in solar energy and alternative energy. In fact, I came to it really as an unbeliever in the sector. I really didn't think solar energy could compete with conventional energy. And in fact, it doesn't. It can't without government subsidies. But in spite of that fact, I saw that solar energy was expanding rapidly around the world for a lot of other reasons that weren't solely based on its economic fundamentals. And it was going to continue to expand, and that if there was a technology that could make solar energy competitive with conventional power without these subsidies from government, then that would just be a slam dunk, would be a huge boon to the industry, and it would really change the energy paradigm for the world. And I saw a technology that had the potential to do that, so I just jumped all over it.
You know, guys, I have to say, I've been following the renewable energy space now for a couple years, ever since we started bringing on a newsletter writer that was called the Green Miner and followed these solar plays and wind farms. He piqued my interest into the industry simply because I always like investing in energy, and these alternative forms of energy, while not as cost-effective, definitely have a large following out there and are gaining acceptance slowly but surely. We have also seen charts that show that, you know, solar power can actually be fairly cost-effective in certain areas and with certain government subsidies. But what I liked about NatCore when we were first introduced to you, Chuck, was the fact that NatCore isn't out there trying to compete with solar companies, of which there are some pretty big players out there. You are developing a technology that can help all of these companies become more efficient. Can you explain, maybe just give our audience a little bit of an overview of what this technology is that NatCore has developed?
Sure. NatCore has a technology, and we have now upward to 62 patents, either pending or granted. But our technology is basically changing how solar cells are made. Solar cells are typically made right now with a very high vacuum furnace, very high temperatures, very toxic. Our process is a wet bench liquid process, where in essence we put wafers into a room temperature bath, and we literally grow molecularly whatever coating we want to grow on it. And by us growing these various thin coatings on a variety of surfaces, we can do a lot of things to the solar cell that you cannot be done when you're using these expensive and very high temperature furnaces.
Chuck, I'd like you to explain one thing to me, if you would, and that is your goal is obviously to increase the efficiency and reduce the cost of solar cells, okay? You say specifically we must double the efficiency of solar cells and or half their cost. Your technology apparently, and I'm not an expert in the solar industry, but your technology allows companies to do that.
We have a lot of different applications. And one of the true unique benefits to us right now is that the solar industry, predominantly through China, has been subsidized by the Chinese government for years. And just like any other government trying to artificially support or subsidize any industry, at some point in time they run out of money. And they stopped subsidizing them recently. And as a result of that, subsidies over the years, the solar industry is dealing with technology that's 10 or 15 years old. So any small steps in improving the way solar cells and or panels can be made will have a huge impact on the market. And we think we have technologies that are the leading edge of that. We have some technologies we feel that will double the efficiency and some that will cut the cost in half. But more importantly, I think, for our company, what we did a short time ago, maybe a year or so ago, is we brought all of our scientists into our lab up in Rochester. We've got a 20,000-square-foot clean room we rent from Kodak. And I said to them, don't tell me and don't tell the board and don't tell Brian what our great technologies are. Give us the two or three that have the most direct path to commercialization, revenue, and the factory floor. And we've been focusing on those two or three technologies right now. So we think we're going to have technologies that will double the efficiency, cut the cost in half. Probably more important, we have technologies that are close to revenue.
And getting back to your earlier point, we're not going to manufacture solar cells ourselves. We're not going to get into that ultra-competitive, highly commoditized market right now. And what we're going to do, though, I mean, we don't care who wins that battle, who's going to be the leading manufacturers out there. We know that we're going to be selling to whoever the winners are. And our technology will offer such advantages in cost reduction and increased efficiency of the resulting solar cells that a manufacturer would simply have to adopt our technology, would have to do business with us, or they're going to get beat and they're going to go out of business. And that's what we think is our really unique selling proposition for our business model. We have a very rapid, or will have a very rapid ramp up to significant revenues because we're not going vertical. We're not creating plants, not creating solar cells. We're simply licensing our technology and allowing companies to use it.
Brian, plans for 2015?
We are going to introduce our first commercial application, which we believe will be in the laser processing area. We're really making some rapid advances in using lasers as one of the tools in producing solar cells. And we announced a few months ago actually the first such cell that we were able to produce, and probably, very likely the only such cell that's ever been produced, using completely all low temperature processing and using lasers to produce a cell. The next step would be if someone were able to use these laser processing steps to create a solar cell where all the contacts are on the back side of the cell. As you know, you're probably aware, most solar cells have those grid lines on the front of the cell. There have been some manufacturers producing cells where those grid lines are on the back. And what that does is immediately give you an extra 3 to 4% of power because you're not shadowing the front of the area with that grid. Unfortunately, these cells that are being produced by other manufacturers are fairly expensive. They're very highly efficient, produce a lot of power, but they're very expensive relative to other cells. If we're able to produce a solar cell using our laser processing where those grid lines are on the back, it would be a slam dunk for the industry. And that's something we're working on right now.
One thing that I love about this technology and about investing in companies like NatCore in general is that in every industry, there are efficiencies and cost savings that need to happen for that industry to continue to grow and advance. And that's something that NatCore is focused on. I don't like the aspect of other companies that go out there and try to compete with these other players. I like it when you have a company out there that is trying to develop something that isn't company specific. It can, if utilized properly, can help every company in the industry and the industry overall that I think can have the opportunity to be embraced by so many different players in that industry.
I guess I'd want to wrap this thing up by saying we're going to be following NatCore pretty closely. Why are we doing that? Well, selfishly speaking, the investments that we have made over the past year or so have been in companies of the same ilk as NatCore, for lack of better terms, and we have done quite well investing in them. The market is very volatile right now, and you really want to be involved in unique situations. NatCore strikes me as being a very, very unique situation. Would not have invested in it if we didn't feel that way. Brian, Chuck, thank you so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around right after the top of the hour news. We're going to be back with the second hour of the show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who
Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.